Hi, this is Hunter Fodre with the Monroe Central Economics class, and I am doing a podcast on Henry Ford. Henry Ford was born in 1863 and was the first surviving son of William and Mary Ford, who owned a prosperous farm in Dearborn, Michigan. At 16, he left his home for the nearby city of Detroit, where he found apprentice work as a machinist. As a machinist, he built his interest in automobiles and the automobile industry up to a point where he wanted to design his own car. Henry Ford's first car was called the quadricycle, a little 2-horsepower single-cylinder car that had 4 wheels, no cabin, and a handlebar to steer the vehicle. His second and most successful vehicle was called the Model T. The Model T came in 3 variations, Model T, Model T and a half, and Model TT, each one with a different setting, 1/2 ton, 3/4 ton, and 1 ton. The Model T was the first vehicle ever to be used with the assembly line system. Henry Ford was the inventor of the assembly line. He was not the he did not invent mass production, as Colt did a few years before him. Henry Ford is also wrongly accused of inventing the first car, which is rightly accused for Carl Benz. After Henry Ford built his first car, he bought an old factory in the middle of Detroit and started working on cars day in and day out with 5 employees. The 5 employees that worked with him built 3 cars in 1 day when he first started. After 3 years and 1 assembly line, he was up to building 12 cars in 1 day. That's four times as many cars as he started out with in 1 day. Nowadays, they are throwing off 320 cars per day at the assembly line because of Henry Ford's assembly line. Most things today are built on an assembly line, such as the computer that I'm recording this on. Most people don't appreciate what Henry Ford has done and what it has become for mass production in general to use the assembly line. Henry Ford's first car was able to go 18 miles an hour at top speed and had no gear shifter with planetary gears. The second car, his Model A and Model AA, was able to go nearly 30 miles an hour, almost twice as fast as the Model T. The Model A had the same 2-liter engine with 30 horsepower, but it had a 4-speed manual planetary range gearbox with no synchronizer, meaning you had to match the engine with the transmission yourself and shift it accordingly. Because of that, people did not like the car as much as the planetary gear setup, so they would buy more Model Ts than anything. Then the stock market crashed. Henry Ford was alive to see the stock market crash in 1929. His automotive industry completely fell under. The only thing that saved him was how many Model Ts he had been selling and how cheap he had been selling them for. When he first began selling the Model T, it was sold for $800. When he started selling them during the Great Depression, he lowered the price drastically to $324 per car. Even though people were still in a Great Depression, they were still able to buy cars because of what Henry Ford had done. If not for Henry Ford's modernized car and the assembly line that he had invented, we would not be in the place that we are today, with everything being mass-produced on an epic scale. Because of that, I would like to say thank you, Henry Ford, for everything you've done. Henry Ford passed away in 1947 from a hemorrhagic stroke. Because of that, he left his legacy to his son, Henry Ford II, which continued the automotive empire his father had started. Thank you for your time.